whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
We have a bit of an office etiquette issue here, John.
Oh, this is, and it's not just our office. It is every office, not just in Detroit or in Michigan or in this country. It is a worldwide issue. That is reply all. Mm. When the boss sends out a, you know, congratulations to a one group or an individual, and the amount of people that reply all, because they want not only the boss to know that they recognize what was being said, they want everybody else to know, hey, I'm brown nosing and I'm going to make sure everybody understands that I recognize this. And I am going to reply so that not only the boss, but everybody understands I'm employee of the month.
So the latest example of this for us, Heather, you had it in your news the other day. Chris Villar, who you hear doing updates on our station, he and his wife welcomed a new baby.
Yeah, congrats to
them. Awesome.
Yes. Very exciting news.
Which is the same sentiment every individual is going to have.
Yes.
Congratulations, Chris, to you, your wife, your beautiful baby daughter. I don't need to get that. I don't need to get 50 replies in my email.
Send it just to Chris?
Yes. Yeah. If it's meaningful, you just single out the person and you send them a message.
Mm-hmm. I don't need to signal, you know, virtual or what do they call it? Virtue signal everyone that I'm a good person. I'm going to reply to this.
I mean, look, if there's anything, like, that's the thing about this example, the birth of a baby, everybody's kind of interested, wants to see a picture. Doesn't mean you have to reply all still.
Of the baby.
I mean, what else? What are you supposed to reply? Your life's over when you have kids?
Yeah.
No more golf for you, pal.
I mean, look, it's like, I don't understand why you hit all. I mean, once in a while, somebody makes a mistake and hits reply all. That's a completely different thing. But
it's the same people all the time.
It's the same cast of characters. And once, you know, somebody with the initials JH around here replies all, you know it's on. It's like I only know who that person is because of reply all. So I don't
look. I'm not going to read all of these emails on the air, but someone did just say congrats. Reply all, congrats.
Right.
At that point, why?
Yeah.
So everyone can see you. That's what that's about.
Look at me.
Then you reply to that one, ditto.
And now our emails are getting blown up with nonsense.
Yeah, we get enough emails for actual work things. And if you want to reply, just reply to the individual.
Yeah, that's personal. That's nice. That's thoughtful. There's nothing wrong with that.
So is this one of the more annoying things that happens in the workplace? Because keeping up with the email inbox sometimes, that's some people let emails just grow. I don't. I have to keep mine somewhat organized.
Sure.
Because there's too much coming in that matters and then doesn't matter. And
then when you reply all, it's like it brings back, for some reason, all of the emails that you've already deleted.
Right. And the other thing, too, is like in the, you know, post-COVID world where we're all kind of just doing things all day long, but you're not really in the office
at
9 to 5, you know, you're kind of just managing.
It's the supercomputer in your pocket.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, oh, notification. And all of a sudden, you know, somebody named Jim Hughes is saying congratulations. I mean, why do I need to see that? Why do you need to bother me?
Where are you at on reply all? Are you one of these guys that does this? And what are the most annoying?
Or gals. Just dudes.
That's fine.
Now
I meant guys is a gender-neutral term, John, but sure.
All right.
We have Dustin Fioco in doing updates. How come you haven't replied all yet? Common sense?
Well, I mean, I saw when 20 people did it. I thought the 21st one wouldn't mean that much.
That's a great point.
You're correct. But yes, and here's the other thing, too, is, oh, well, because the initial email comes out and it just says it's labeled Detroit, right? So everybody here gets the announcement, which I was excited to get. I wanted to see and hear when Chris had the baby. But if you don't know, because we are on the company email, all you have to do is start typing in their name and their email immediately pops up. So just send a fresh email to that individual.
Like, I would love to know, like, what our market manager thinks of the reply. Because usually when she sends something out, like asking for brainstorming stuff, please send directly to me.
Right.
So I just love, I know Jimmy doesn't like them, but.
Well, Debbie may have been one of the culprits in here if you really scroll through. I think she hit the reply all as well. So, 248-539-9797.
I don't remember her doing that very often.
No,
though.
I can't remember that either.
That's
but
why
I just,
a birth
I have
of a baby is
me.
A fine line, because it is such a good thing for somebody.
Oh, and it's, we're so happy for Chris. Now, that's not what this is about.
And, right. I, and then Chris did reply also. He reignited this.
Right.
But he replied
but
all with a picture.
So,
so
well, that's
right,
helpful.
But okay, so, yes. So he's allowed to do that in this situation. Hey, I'm going to send it out to everybody because I'm not going to type in everyone's email. I'm just going to reply all because it was sent to everyone. So then when that happens, now, instead of actually having to search for his email, you have it. Just reply to the individual.
This is not about Chris and the baby. This is about the reply all behavior that happens at our office and a lot of your offices out there. So we want to know, what are those annoying office things that you deal with? And this is probably one of them.
Here's what's worse.
What?
Is, at least the way I have my email set up, when I hit reply, it only goes to the person that was being sent. You actually have to select reply all.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you scroll all the way down and select reply all?
Right. And one other side note here, maybe question out there for people, if you've experienced, what's the most awkward reply all?
Oh, like an accidental one that you should not have done?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's collect those. We'll get some phone calls and ticket texts.
It's probably the one you brought up. Your life is over. Yeah. Reply all.
Yeah.
You're a great new dad.
Just wait until you start changing diapers.
Yeah. Yeah, the expense of diapers.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Get a little on your hand.
Texter says, other annoying office faux pas. The person who reheats fish from last night's dinner to eat for lunch, Neil in a car.
At least, I agree, but at least our microwave is in the very back of the building, mm-hmm. so we don't have to, you know, smell it.
I think anything like bad smells, food, stealing food, stuff with food falls into this category too.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Let's get to Chad in South Lyon. Chad, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Okay, so I'm a teacher in a local school district, and about 8 years ago, this was a huge problem, and I figured out a way to fix it. Oh. So what I started doing is every time someone hit a reply all, I would hit a reply all instead of a picture of a heart. And then after a while, people started realizing what I was doing. So no one wanted to get the reply all heart. It totally eliminated reply all in our whole district.
So you were trolling them, and they knew it.
Yes. And so at first, everybody's like, what are you doing? And then they started realizing, and then they started laughing, and then no one wanted to get the reply all heart. That's what it's known as in our district.
You're a true leader. That's what true leaders do. They put a stop to something that's going on in with a nice spin. That is a great move.
Chad, we salute you. Yeah. Appreciate the phone call. Let's get to Chris in Novi. Chris, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Love your show. Listen every morning. Thanks for what you guys do.
Thank you.
Reply all is the worst thing ever. I will say it creates this undue tension amongst people, too, because then there's always the people that are like, well, I can't be the only one that didn't reply now, so I have to say congrats. And that's when you get the 500 emails.
Right.
But I will say one thing in my own defense is I use Outlook for work. And the thing that sucks about Outlook is if there's multiple people on the email, it defaults to reply all. So you actually have to go in and select the reply only to the person, and I have sent a couple reply alls by mistake, and then I'm super embarrassed, and it sucks, and I should probably get the heart that the guy before me sent.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes. Reply to sender only.
Reply to sender, yes.
Chris, thank appreciate the phone Love call. The appreciate you listening. Julie's in Oak Park. Julie, you're next up.
Happy New Year, guys. Let's go, Lions.
Let's go, Lions.
My pet peeve is when people do not use the subject line. I work quality assurance, so it's really important that I know what the hell somebody's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just get these emails with no subject line, multiple people involved, and then I have to scroll the entire email to figure out what they're talking about.
You know what? It's amazing, too, because I don't know. There are certain, you know, certain engines that you use that won't even allow you to, like, as soon as you hit send, it will tell you, hey, there's nothing in the subject line.
Yeah, yeah, this is possible. People, that's why it's there. Use it to tell somebody what the subject is about. Or if it's urgent, people don't tell you, you just end up with 50 emails that are urgent and you didn't even know it.
Mm-hmm. Without it, without even knowing what's in there.
Yeah, sometimes it's an active choice
Correct.
To
Let's
send
go
without
Lions.
One. Go
yep,
Lions,
go
Julie.
Lions.
Appreciate yep. it. Mm-hmm. We're talking Lions coming up at 7:35. The latest news on the coaching search and general manager search. Another Lions name that we have to keep an eye on.
The other thing about the reply all, it's like there are certain individuals, it's a race to reply first.
Yep.
And it's just another virtue signal. Well, I care more about this email, our company, or this individual than anyone else.
Jared in Jackson texts us and says, my old job used to send out happy birthday emails or anniversary emails in the morning. I would look mid-morning and be surprised, 30 or 40 emails from people all replying, saying the same thing. Biggest pet peeve, good Lord.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy 3-year work anniversary. Happy birthday.
Yeah, the work anniversary is the one that's hilarious. Oh, hey, congratulations. You made it 3 years without getting fired.
This text backs it up. It says, I get FOMO if I don't reply all because they feel like they're going to get judged for not being in the...
Oh, right. Yeah, it's the whole virtue signaling.
This one says, another workplace issue, the person who drinks the last cup of coffee without refilling the pot.
Yes, if you're going to leave it empty, and not only that, but they don't turn the coffee pot on, so you just have an empty coffee pot heating, and it just scorches to the bottom because there's always that few little drips.
More issues in the workplace, faux pas, you let us know. Let's get to Jeremy and Warren. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning. First time, long time.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, I just want to put blame where it belongs. It's on the sender. It's not on people replying. I deal with this all the time. It's real simple. When you send out the email, in this case, I would have CC'd Chris. I would have BCC'd everybody else in the department. That way, even if they hit reply all, it's not going to 40 different people. It's simple. It's easy. But let's put the blame where it's due. It's on the sender. Let's go Lions.
So if they're in the BCC, that means if you reply, they don't get it.
That's correct. So like I send out emails like this all the time where I have a team of about 30 employees, and I don't want this endless chain going back and forth. So what I'll do is if there's something important, like myself and my supervisor, I'll send it. I'll CC my supervisor. So if there is a reply, him and I will both get it. And then the 30 team members, if they reply to all, it will only go to me and my supervisor. That's it. Not everybody else.
There you go.
There's a solution. Let's go Lions, guys.
Yeah,
go Lions,
Jeremy. Yeah. See, that's a rule that I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. It's really handy. Like, when I did birthday invitations for my daughter,
yeah,
I BCC'd everyone I invited, so they're not all getting, we'll be there, what can we bring? Like, it's just, I only get the responses, but I do it, I don't have to go in and send 30 different individual emails.
Okay.
Smart. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ticket texter says, coworker brought in clam chowder soup for lunch on Monday.
Chowder.
Faux pas. Mm. Stinky. This one says, I feel like people who do it, it's a look at me behavior. The reply all guy. Look at me. I donated. Make it a unanimous, anonymous donation. That's Rob loading a truck in Belleville. Yeah, do it anonymously.
Yeah.
We got one more. Andy in Ida. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's good up? Morning.
So I'm the reply all guy, but I do it on purpose. And just to make a few people laugh, there's like 5 or 6 that really get what I'm doing, and they laugh and call me an idiot. But most people have figured it out now. There's probably only 100 of us, but it's pretty fun. I usually throw somebody under a bus, make some kind of little joke that 5 or 6 people get. Nothing when it's important stuff, of course, but so it's kind of a fun thing to do.
You like to stir the pot.
Yeah, get people laughing in the morning, you know?
There you go.
So, you know, if somebody's, you know, missing something, be like, oh, I seen maybe so-and-so had 2 of them, you know, and just they know what I'm doing, but it's kind of funny. So, but yeah, go Lions.
Yeah, go Lions.
5 days. It's going to be a long 5 days. Let's go.
Yep. I know. Find out who we're playing.
Exactly.
Got a couple more good ticket text ones.
Yeah.
People who send read receipts. Oh, I could kill them.
Oh, it'll let you know that they've read. That doesn't bother me that much.
No, I'll read your email when I feel like reading it. And if I want to ignore it, I'll ignore it.
Oh, so they send you an email, and then as soon as you open it,
they know.
It would only be for time-sensitive documents with an attachment that might not come through where I'd be, okay, I understand that.
Is that something, so I don't know that I've ever seen that.
Oh, it's been around a long time. I know. Many people do it, but I did get one last week.
So can you, when it comes up and it pops up in your email box, does it actually say read receipt?
So when you try to close the email that they sent, it asks you, please confirm you and send a read receipt back to the person. So then they know when I closed their email.
Can you say no?
You know what? I really don't, off the top of my head. I think it depends on the email and what you can do or whatever. I don't know. It's just... Get over yourself.
By default, I would have to say no.
Sending a read receipt on something that's not important and time-sensitive is stupid. It makes it like your world and your answer is more important than anything else going on in life.
Right.
One more.
Yeah.
Prolonged meeting person.
Oh, they drag the meeting out?
Yeah, where, you know, you're kind of wrapping up. Everybody's getting their laptop together. They're putting their phone, you know, in their pocket or whatever.
One more question.
Oh,
forgot about this. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yes. I think we just offended the whole office today.
That's all right. They won't be here until 10 o'clock anyway.
Exactly.
All right, we got the two grand.
Where's our office?
It's in progress.